So, dear friends, we're starting the afternoon session with a dynamite panel on the foreign investor attitudes on Greece. Constantine has been expertly moderating this panel every year, and we're honored to have John Koudounis, George Logothetis, and Bill Vratos. Wilbur Ross could not attend the panel. As you know, he is nominated to be the next Secretary of Commerce, and therefore he cannot participate in a business meeting. He will attend the dinner tonight when we honor him, but he could not be part of the panel. But we have with us three dynamite panelists, and I hand it over to Konstantinos. We need to catch up on the time, so please keep the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicholas. Is this on? Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for attending our panel. It's been a real pleasure to get to moderate it for the last several years. I think we've had some wonderful discussions and observations in that time. With me today are a couple of repeat panelists, and we're looking forward to picking up on the conversation from last year. To my far left is Bill Vratos from York Capital, George Logothetis from Libra Group, and John Koudounis from Calamus. Thank you for joining, gentlemen. I think I'll start out just very broadly and generally and ask you what developments you've seen in the last year, I guess some very frequently, that bode well for future investment in Greece or perhaps not. And John, why don't we start here and move towards Bill?
Sure. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Just listening to all the panelists this morning, there's definitely a different tone than last year. I've been coming to this conference for a few years now, and you can tell there's a little bit more optimism, all the different reforms that we're seeing. So I think that the tone is much different, and the reason why, I think there's a little bit more stability whether you're in favor of the political situation or not. At least you've been in office for a little bit, and it seems that there might be a chance that they stay till March of 19. I think that gives the country a little bit of stability to get some reforms that are done. We also heard some of the tax situation in terms of keeping them stable for the next 12 years, which is another positive thing that we're seeing in Greece. So that coupled by the Juncker plan, which is been a big help of inserting about $2.3 billion into the economy. The European Investment Bank is adding money there. So there's a lot of positive things that last year we didn't see. Having said that, there are still headwinds that we could discuss, but I think the question was mostly what are some of the positive things. So we are a lot more optimistic today than we were yesterday.
Thanks, John. George, you want to add to that or subtract from it?
Sure. First of all, thank you for this, and thank you to Nicholas and Olga. It's such an important thing to showcase some positivity. I think Greeks in general are so weighed down by the constant negativity that, you know, one of the ways to combat that is showcasing successes. And, you know, what I've seen in the last year, Constantine, is I've seen some of the most incredible human stories in Greece. I've seen entrepreneur winners on our entrepreneurship ward creating global companies from Greece. It doesn't have much oxygen in the PR world. You don't hear about it. But, I mean, you know, people that have learned to work with nothing, to create something, all of a sudden have a little bit more oxygen. In terms of the clinical stuff, one of the things that, to me, is crucially important that has not really been talked about. I mean, I'm not an economist. I didn't go to university. But I do know that two consecutive quarters of GDP growth equals exit from recession. So we've had two quarters of growth in Greece. But also, if you just look at some of the sub-statistics, you know, a few years ago, the youth unemployment rate was 60%, and it's now 44%. And somehow the good news doesn't get a voice. You know, one of my great, you know, something I feel extremely strongly about is that Greece needs a proper communications plan to communicate to the world the opportunity of Greece instead of the crisis of Greece. You know, for all Greeks, whether you're in Greece or whether out of Greece, the crisis has diluted one's pride, one's self-worth in a sense. But perception drives reality in this world. And so I think that's crucially important. But then on more technical matters, I mean, the first review is complete. The second review is almost complete. I mean, I'm stating the obvious. But I think that, you know, healthy banks, paradoxically some of the healthiest banks in Europe. But these messages need oxygen. Otherwise, people are just accustomed to hearing bad news out of Greece. That is not what we see in our world.
Thank you, George. Bill?
Well, just in terms of progress, the first review and hopefully in short order the second review is that's major progress. The companies, a couple of the companies we're invested in, Panyan and Yekaterna, are actually doing quite well. They're on plan. Valuations, for instance, in the market for Yekaterna might not show that because the Athens Stock Exchange has such technicals working against it, given capital controls and the high cost of government bonds. But those companies, which are very infrastructure-focused, are doing quite well. So we're hopeful that that means it's just a matter of time. And I think that hopefully the fact that some of the reforms are actually showing up in the numbers will give some encouragement to Greece's partners in the EU and the IMF, some rationale to complete the programs, and hopefully for the ECB to put Greece into QE, which is sort of the next step to allow the economy and the markets to gain traction.
Thank you. The sense is positive from each of you in terms of that question. I think that's countered by perhaps a lack of big deals having been done over the course of this year. There was a flurry of activity in Greece in terms of inward-bound investment from funds and the like a couple of years back, and we haven't seen that activity pick up. And so my question is, in following up with this positivity, is it let's wait and see before we get more active, or are there other factors that might be holding back some of the investment activity that either you or others in the community might be interested in? And I guess part of that is whether there's a broader uncertainty pan-Europe-wise that is holding investment back. Or perhaps you just disagree with that thesis. George, you want to start that one?
I think, you know, Constantine, from a pure investment point of view in terms of very institutionalized investors, I think that people want to see the quantitative easing restart and sort of bring the curtain down. In a sense, that's an injection of liquidity and confidence, but it's also, in a sense, brings the curtain down on the crisis, I think, in many ways. From our perspective, the way we see it is that a crisis is an opportunity, if only to stay united, and from then on, you know, to grow, to inject confidence and positivity, and to do great things that you can't do in a boom, and you perhaps shouldn't be doing in a boom. I think also that one of the other important developments is on the hospitality side, is you're starting to hear for the first time some major, very well-known hospitality brands really start to put their flags in Greece. This is something that has never happened. I mean, you have 25 million people coming to Greece, but you don't have a Four Seasons, you don't have a Mandarin. And I think, you know, hopefully that will change. You know, we don't have an institutionalized mindset. We're a little bit more psychologically based. And everything that we do is also married to also a sense of responsibility as well. You know, we really do believe in Greece and the Greeks. These aren't just cheap words. This is what I get to see every single day. I see people making miracles out of nothing constantly. So, but from an institutional perspective, which I think that the QE is what, in a great sense, brings the curtain down on the Greek crisis. And so the quicker the country can gallop to that, the better for all.
Thank you. Bill, you want to follow up in that regard?
Sure. Just in terms of any big investments or trades, I guess foreign direct investment generally, or other major public transactions, I think that I think George is right. I think QE QE is really what migrates Greece in terms of its risk-free rate, from something that's a credit concern to actually having a risk-free rate. that corporations can develop a long-term valuation justification for any investments. I think that there's still a belief that more can happen, or they want to see what can be done to unravel some of the red tape in terms of getting things done in Greece. So QE is sort of the big headline, and then I think corporations will be willing to get into the weeds and look at that. I also think that right now everyone's waiting. Things have had a positive direction, but it's been slow, and as a result, I think there's sort of a general wide bid ask in the air in terms of people who have money in Greece, whether they're Greeks or foreigners who bought into the initial flurry of activity and necessity of liquidity. Those people are generally not sellers, and yet the incremental buyer who hasn't already stepped forward, they are waiting for these signs. So I think, one of these typical frozen markets where people are going to, buyers know the risks, they're not going to step forward yet, and sellers feel like things are going their way, so they're less likely to transact.
Thank you. John?
Sure. There's definitely been some signs of success in the economy. We've seen some of these trophy properties sell for the first time. We've seen Astira Palace. We've seen the Athens Hilton. These are all positive signs that things are getting better. More jobs are going to be brought to Greece. So that's really on a positive side. And as George said, I do believe in Greece. Having said that, if you listen to my dear friend Michael Psatos earlier, he had a much negative view, but also a realistic view, right? So as a CEO of a publicly traded company, we have a fiduciary responsibility for both our investors and our shareholders. And we have to look at returns. And when you have the whole world to look at, the global franchise, you have the opportunity to, and the fiduciary responsibility, to get the best returns you can. And right now, still, there is instability in Greece that fears us. Having said that, from the public side, we have not made any transactions in Greece. On the private side, like I said, I do believe in Greece, and we have dipped our toe with certain groups, both in real estate and some other transactions that we can't speak about but will be announced in the next few weeks. So I feel more positive, but we also have to be realistic and wait and see, and hopefully some of these trends will grow some more roots.
Thank you. Well, let's talk about some sectors then and see whether or not they individually might be more attractive or creating some of the concerns withholding capital. Why don't we talk about the banking sector first and gather from you guys your views on the bank recapitalizations and how they're going, and whether or not some of the activity that because folks are waiting to happen in the NPL markets will begin to happen. That sector in particular, I think, is where real growth will come from once the banks are free to do what they're meant to do. Bill, do you want to tackle that one first?
Sure. We're invested in the banks, and we have been on and off for the last several years, sometimes to our benefit, sometimes not. Right now, I agree with George's comment that the banking sector is healthy. It's also got a very good oligopolistic structure versus other European banking markets. And it's heavily provisioned. Hopefully asset values are near the lows. And if you look at trends in terms of NPL development, it's in a couple cases they're starting to reverse, where you really get a lot of leverage to the upside. So it feels like, as with the Greek economy, the banks have bottomed, I do think they're incredibly interesting right now, and their valuations are very compelling on almost any metric, including compared to a number of other European banking sectors or in different countries, banking sectors in different countries. obviously, Greece being having a risk-free rate that's more of a credit than a risk-free rate hampers those valuations, and the general uncertainty, capital controls affecting stock market valuations all figure in. There's a reason for this, but it's also an opportunity. I do think, you know, the one issue in investing with the banks is they can be a casualty of the negotiations over the sovereign. They can be subject to political whims, and we've seen that in the constant recapitalization of the banks and the negotiations over capital controls, et cetera. So it does – they have more political risk, as any banking sector does in any country, than other sectors.
Let me just follow up on that. You know, there's been a lot of activity and movement in NPLs and other banking transactions in places like Spain, and now I think Italy is a pretty hot market. Why do you think that those sectors in those countries are moving towards a good endpoint faster than they are in Greece? Does it have to do with some of the issues around political stability and capital controls, or what else is it that you think might be happening? Or would you like to see happen so folks like you might dip in?
I think there are a host of issues. I mean, in Spain and Italy, there's a long tradition of banks, NPLs, and a third party industry of third party workout artists. You know, and that traditionally hasn't been the case in Greece. It's first of all, the banks really were penalized for owning their own sovereign bonds. A snapshot in time when Greece failed, the banks weren't that much more aggressive, maybe less aggressive than in a lot of other banking sectors. So they really were a casualty of the government crisis and government borrowing that obviously affected the entire economy. So I think that banks, there's never been a pervasive aggressive lending crisis before this. And so that kind of third-party servicer industry is only now starting to develop. I think the banks, again, there's a bid ask. I feel like last year Wilbur Ross made the point, you know, he hopes he has bets in the banks and he hopes none of them sell any of these NPLs because they're going to get some back on the upside if they can hold on. And I think that's also a factor. I think that like other aspects of the Greek economy and society it's a very informal one, and when you start to go through some of the banking documentation, it might be weaker, sparser, have more holes than some other countries where just kind of trust is not the baseline for a lot of things, a lot of transactions, and I think that. The initial catalyst has to be a new bankruptcy law, which obviously is in motion. So that would be kind of step one.
Thank you. George, you want to about the banking sector?
Yeah, sure. Just a few comments about the banks. I mean, I think, first of all, it's been quite a thankless task being a banker in Greece the last 9 years. That's quite easily forgotten, what the banks have had to endure, survive, incredible difficulties. Let's also not forget that at the end of 2014, the banks were very healthy and Greece was actually a turnaround story. And then, classically, as happens in life sometimes, politics hijacked economics and $50 billion left the banks, confidence left, capital controls, and the banks had to do what they could to survive. So I personally have a huge amount of respect for the Greek bankers because they're at war every single minute of every day, and they have but it's a thankless war for them. And to adjust and become Europeanized from one day to the next is not easy because there are cultural issues at play. And you can't, from one day to the next, put a Northern European culture onto Greece. It can be done over time. So having said that, the banks are recapped. The NPLs are beginning to be dealt with. That will declog the system, which is important. And I think also, generally speaking, when a country or a company, or it goes through a crisis like Greece has gone through, where 30% of the GDP has been lost, obliterated, which is unprecedented in modern times, As soon as the corner is turned, and people feel that the corner has been turned, and sometimes there needs to be a symbol for that to happen so that people can become confident, I think the economy is going to fly, personally. It's just getting to that, when is that turning point? There is so much pent-up frustration, latent ambition, cleverness, hunger, desire, that it just needs a click to unlock it. And I really do believe that. So having said that, politics hijacked economics, and we're now on the path to normalization. And again, I come back to quantitative easing. You know, quantitative easing was announced a few weeks after politics hijacked economics in 2014, and Greece has been out of it. So all of a sudden, 1, 2, 3 months go by, Greece comes in, the shutters come down, the blue flag of Europe welcomes and gives Greece a cuddle, you know, gives a hug for the sweat and the hard work that has been gone through. I think that could be the symbol. It's also married to the calendar as well, and you know, it's harder. Winters are harder, right? Who wants to go out in 0 degrees, right? It's much nicer to go and have a frappe at 25 degrees. So that could be, I hope, a big turning point. You know, a few months ago, we were very fortunate to have hosted Shimon Peres for dinner in Athens. So the last trip that Shimon Peres made before he died was in Athens. He didn't look great, and he'd obviously aged a lot. And as we were sitting next, I was sitting next to him at the dinner, and he says to me, he says, "George, what industry does Greece require to recover?" And I didn't think. I said, "Mr. President, I believe Greece needs the industry of self-belief. That is the industry, because Greeks have been beaten down for years now. And that dilution of pride, dilution of self, needs an injection of self-belief to put a rug under the crisis and move forward in life."
Thank you, George. One of the things that Bill touched on, and you know, in addition to self-belief might be a linchpin in opening up the banking sector, is some of these reforms, in particular around exiting from investments in the loans. Do you have a sense of where Greece needs to be or is going on the reform side to open up potentially more investment in the banking sector as well?
Well, I think a lot of the political heavy lifting has been done, which is good, and a lot of the pain has already been gulped down. A lot of the board changes at the banks, which have been very painful, have been more done than not. But again, you know, I think you come down to the culture within Greece, and you know, everybody knows everybody, and there isn't, you know, it's very hard to foreclose. And I get it. It's in America, the culture is very different. You know, you don't pay, you get foreclosed, period. Now, who's to say who's right or not? I mean, history will show the way. But there are cultural bridges that need to be walked on, not necessarily stampeded over.
John, you want to touch on the banking sector, and then I want to stay with you on the real estate sector because I know strong interest there.
Well, as a former banker and in our business, we can say timing is everything. And we have to look at the facts and not necessarily just the beliefs and the wants and everything else. My grandmother had a saying, actually my mom, and she would tell me in Greek, "Metaloia pamikes to fegari." And so for people that don't speak Greek, that means with words you could even go to the moon. But the reality is, what do you have? The facts in front of you. And let's not forget that in short order, just a couple of years ago, there's been a couple of iconic investors that invested in the banking sector, a couple of them that are close to this forum that have so far not fared too well. So that's the reality. Timing is everything. Like George said, NPLs are starting to be worked out. So I think that I'm also positive that timing is much better now, and there's opportunities now than there weren't a couple or a year or so ago. It might have been too early to shoot. But now I'm being a lot more optimistic in that sector.
Thank you. Let's turn to the real estate sector. You mentioned the sales of some of the assets, including the Hilton. Is that just trying to take advantage of a great price, or do you feel like the markets in Greece for real estate investments are improving such that foreign investors will start taking even bigger bites, including in some of the really distressed real estate in Athens and elsewhere.
Well, I was part of a group that looked at both of those properties. For us, it didn't fit in terms of the particular bogeys that we needed. But for others, I was just glad to see that the transactions actually got done, because in the past, there was talks of it. There was, you know, a lot of people got a chance to look at it, but nothing ever happened. There are opportunities in real estate. I think some of the REITs that we saw earlier in the panel, you know, I personally invested in ICI, Mr. Halikas's REIT, who's been doing really, really well. And they're not going for just the trophy properties, but where there's value. And so I think that there is a lot of value to be found in Greece, even in the bigger bigger slots, and that's going to continue to happen as the banks start to shed some of this property.
Thank you. Turning to the next topic, I really would just want to get your sentiments, because it feels as if each of you have confidence of where the country's going, but I'm not sensing entirely that you're all ready to pull the trigger on new deals. You've looked at a few. Bill, I know you've looked at a few. George, you're managing a bunch of different stuff. But, you know, apart from the messaging, which I agree with you is an issue, what specifically do you feel that Greece needs to do to take advantage of the investor assets that are ready for deployment here in the U.S., the U.K.? What would you... First, if you had one or two things to do. Yeah.
So I think, first of all, I mean, Greece has a for sale sign hanging over it, right? Things are cheap. At the same point in time, you know, from an economic perspective, I've never believed you can tax your way out of growth. I mean, you need to be fiscally disciplined, but you also need to find ways to grow as well. I mean, you tax, tax, tax. Every property is drowning in taxes. But what I would say is I think it's very important to showcase successes and change the narrative. I think, you know, some of the big headline deals can do that. But again, I come back to the point, you know, technically speaking, Greece is out of recession. Two quarters of GDP equals Greece exits from recession. Now, how many headlines have we read about that around the world? Not one. I haven't read one. So I think that, you know, there's such a latent pent-up frustration and energy that just needs to be unlocked. So I definitely would start to on the messaging. And again, I'll repeat, the second point is to close the second review, to reduce uncertainty, increase certainty, get to the hallowed ground of QE, get to the spring, and I think better times will come.
Do you see that happening, and do you see ongoing growth in 2017, including QE and perhaps?
Well, I think I was surprised to see that growth not only came in Q2 and Q3, but actually came better than what people expected. So people's expectations were overdone. And in terms of us, we've been growing. I mean, we've been buying hotels, we've been opening new hotels, we've invested in the financial sector, as many people here know. You know, we've got some substantial energy investments that have been done and are being done. But again, the greatest opportunity I see in Greece is the Greek people. I honestly see some of the best and brightest in the young Greek interns that we have, in the young Greek entrepreneur winners that we have. They are running global companies with a 50,000 euro grant. Literally. Companies that sell, there's one company called Yolenis, which sells food to 60 different countries around the world, where they won our entrepreneurship award 2 years ago. They've now got 70 employees. And they built effectively, and they sell to 60 countries around the world. They've effectively built a global country from Athens. Now, those stories need to be told. Because if all people hear is the bad, the negative, and the depressing, then the crisis perpetuates on itself, I might add.
Thank you. John, how about you? What would you recommend? What are a couple things you'd like to see happen, whether at the government level or in the private sector, to create more incentive for you and others to take bigger risks or make bigger investments in Greece?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of the same that everybody's been talking about. We've been talking about it for a long time since we've been here. It's tax relief. People want to do business where they feel they can be successful. You got to attract the foreigners to come in. Stability. You need confidence for investors, foreign investors, institutional investors to come in to your country to really put some serious money. So that's a big part. And I know that they're making some roads in that. The legal system. You can't be changing laws in the middle of a transaction and expect institutional money to come in and place bets on. They have responsibility to the investors. They cannot be putting it in some instability, you know. So the geopolitical part is very, very important. So that's some of the things that we absolutely need to continue to work on. And I know they are, and they're making some good strides, and it doesn't happen overnight. And George is absolutely right. We need to showcase our successes to start to breed this stuff. And there are some, I was pleasantly surprised to hear some of the things that are happening in terms of keeping taxes steady and whatnot. But at the end of the day, let's be honest, we need to get a relief from the IMF and the debt. Nothing's going to happen at these. They're strangling the country. And so either at some point it's going to go bankrupt or they're going to get relief. One or the other, it's binary. And to anybody to think differently, I think they're fooling themselves.
Thank you. Bill?
Not much to add. Yeah, I think second program, OSI, QE, and then some watching the economy and some stability, and I think money will come. Things that seem make Greece look unpredictable and strange don't help.
This is the last question before we open the floor up. Any thoughts on our election and its results on the way people, the way it will treat or how people see investments in Greece? John, you want to touch that?
Well, look, I think that like Brexit, the fact that President-elect Trump is going to be in office was a surprise to a lot of people. I think his policies are very much pro-growth, though, not just for the United States, but for the whole entire world in the way he's pragmatic in terms of business, despite what people might say in terms of his trading policies. I think that'll be shown not to be as bad as people think it is. So to that extent, the fact that the United States is such a big part of global GDP, if it does better, rising tide always rises all ships. So I think it'll help Greece in the long run.
Thank you. George?
I agree with John. I think the trade, I don't personally see any trade wars coming. I think we need to divide ourselves from the rhetoric and the actions, although having said that, as a result of the election, there has been a very large injection of uncertainty into the world. And there is a lot of very nervous people out there that, uncertainty is a cancer that self-perpetuates. But seeing the Dow Jones at 20,000 and increased liquidity from the fountain of liquidity of the world, the United States, is not a bad thing for Greece.
Right. Bill, any comment there?
I think it's a little too early to tell. You would think that to the degree a lot of the Trump rhetoric is around Europe pulling more of its own weight in defense within NATO might be beneficial to Greece. And I can't remember how George put it, but something about getting a little more of a hug. just because I think whether it's strategic NATO and U.S. Naval bases, very high spend on defense as a percentage of a shrinking GDP, obviously the refugee crisis, if Europe's being asked to be a little more independent and self-sufficient, you would think they would want Greece more as a partner than as a free radical. Particularly when the government occasionally seems to, whether tactically or legitimately, makes overtures toward Moscow for a little love, you would think that would all of this might on the margin help attract a little more sympathy from Western Europe. But There are a lot of other, I think, cross currents that are probably too hard to figure out at this point.
Thank you. I think we have time for a few questions. Two questions? One question. Yeah, Mr. Bernozzi says one question. Who would like to ask it? Please, go ahead.
Thank you. Just a quick question, maybe for Bill. This is Rob Colarina. You guys are U.S.-based. I was curious as to your experience with either joint venture partners or transactions there, if it is more Greek-controlled or if it's more multinational-controlled. Do you have any flavor that you could share with us, either on the buy side or a secondary type of transaction?
In terms of our investments in Greece, we have a – so our the companies we've invested in Greece, whether they're public or private, they are – and we also have a lot of we trade the government bonds, so I guess the government's our management team. In these cases, it's a local management. The managements we've invested in, we believe highly in. We think they're world class. Otherwise, we wouldn't have made the investment. We like their industry positions as well. We do have a pretty decent sized London office, so we have professionals who, whether it's as board members or just the quote deal guys who are the liaisons following up with the companies that are in Athens constantly. So we haven't had an issue.
Thank you. Thank you to the panelists for once again giving us a lot of great thoughts and inspiration. Looking forward to a more prosperous Greece. Thank you. Yeah.